The Millionaire Mind by Thomas J. Stanley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Millionaire Mind, written by Thomas J. Stanley, is a book that explores the financial habits and attitudes of America's wealthiest individuals. Stanley conducted extensive research to uncover the secrets of the wealthy, and the book provides an in-depth look at the financial habits and attitudes of the wealthy. Stanley found that the wealthy have a different mindset than the average person when it comes to money. They are more disciplined, more focused, and more willing to take risks. They also have a greater understanding of the power of compounding interest and the importance of investing for the long term. The book also provides insight into the psychology of wealth, and how the wealthy think and act differently than the average person. Stanley also provides advice on how to become wealthy, including tips on budgeting, investing, and building wealth. The Millionaire Mind is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to build wealth and achieve financial success. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a plan for wealth. A plan for wealth should include setting goals, creating a budget, and investing in assets that will generate income. Creating a plan for wealth begins with setting goals. It is important to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve financially. This will help you stay focused and motivated as you work towards your goals. Once you have set your goals, you can create a budget that will help you reach them. A budget should include all of your income and expenses, and should be adjusted as needed to ensure that you are staying on track. The next step in creating a plan for wealth is to invest in assets that will generate income. This could include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, or other investments. It is important to research and understand the risks associated with each type of investment before committing to any of them. Additionally, it is important to diversify your investments to reduce risk and maximize returns. Finally, it is important to review your plan for wealth regularly. This will help you stay on track and make adjustments as needed. Additionally, it is important to stay informed about the markets and the economy, as this can have an impact on your investments. By following these steps, you can create a plan for wealth that will help you reach your financial goals. Main idea number 2. Live below your means. Living below your means is essential for accumulating wealth, as it allows you to save and invest more of your income. Living below your means is an important concept for anyone looking to build wealth. It means spending less than you earn and saving the difference. This allows you to invest more of your income and build a larger nest egg over time. It also helps you avoid debt, as you are not spending more than you can afford. Living below your means requires discipline and a commitment to saving. It means making conscious decisions about where your money goes and prioritizing your spending. It also means avoiding lifestyle inflation or increasing your spending as your income increases. Instead, you should strive to maintain your current lifestyle and save the extra money. Living below your means is a key component of financial success. It allows you to save more, invest more, and build wealth over time. It also helps you avoid debt and live a more secure financial life. If you want to build wealth, it is essential to live below your means. Main idea number 3. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is one of the best investments you can make, as it will help you to increase your earning potential and build your net worth. Investing in yourself is one of the best investments you can make. It will help you to increase your earning potential and build your net worth. Investing in yourself can take many forms, such as taking classes to learn new skills, investing in a business, or even investing in yourself through self-care. When you invest in yourself, you are investing in your future. You are investing in the skills and knowledge that will help you to be successful in your career and life. Investing in yourself can also help you to build relationships and networks that will help you to reach your goals. Investing in yourself is also a great way to build confidence and self-esteem. When you invest in yourself, you are showing yourself that you are worth investing in. This can help you to feel more empowered and motivated to reach your goals. Finally, investing in yourself can help you to create a better future for yourself. When you invest in yourself, you are investing in your future success. Investing in yourself can help you to create a better life for yourself and your family. Main idea number 4. Take calculated risks. Taking calculated risks can be beneficial, as long as you have done your research and understand the potential risks and rewards. Taking calculated risks can be beneficial, as long as you have done your research and understand the potential risks and rewards. Calculated risks involve weighing the pros and cons of a situation and making an informed decision. It is important to understand the potential risks and rewards of any decision before taking action. This will help you make the best decision for your situation and minimize the chances of making a mistake. When taking calculated risks, it is important to be aware of the potential consequences. You should consider the worst-case scenario and plan accordingly. This will help you prepare for any potential losses and ensure that you are not taking on too much risk. Additionally, it is important to have a plan in place for how you will handle any potential losses. This will help you stay on track and minimize the impact of any losses. It is also important to understand the potential rewards of taking calculated risks. Taking risks can open up new opportunities and help you reach your goals. It is important to consider the potential rewards and weigh them against the potential risks. This will help you make an informed decision and ensure that you are taking the right risks for your situation. Taking calculated risks can be beneficial, but it is important to understand the potential risks and rewards before taking action. Doing your research and having a plan in place will help you make the best decision for your situation and minimize the chances of making a mistake. Taking calculated risks can open up new opportunities and help you reach your goals, but it is important to understand the potential risks and rewards before taking action. Main idea number 5. Diversify your investments. Diversifying your investments is important, as it will help to reduce your risk and increase your chances of success. Diversifying your investments is an important part of any successful financial plan. By diversifying, you spread your risk across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and commodities. This helps to reduce the risk of any one investment performing poorly and dragging down your overall portfolio. Additionally, diversifying your investments can help you to take advantage of different market conditions, as different asset classes may perform differently in different economic climates. When diversifying your investments, it is important to consider your risk tolerance and financial goals. Different asset classes have different levels of risk and return, so it is important to choose investments that are appropriate for your individual situation. Additionally, it is important to consider the fees associated with each investment, as these can have a significant impact on your overall returns. Finally, it is important to review your investments regularly to ensure that they are still in line with your goals and risk tolerance. By diversifying your investments, you can help to reduce your risk and increase your chances of success. With careful planning and regular review, you can create a portfolio that is tailored to your individual needs and goals. Main idea number 6. Have a long-term perspective. Having a long-term perspective is essential for building wealth, as it allows you to focus on the big picture and make decisions that will benefit you in the long run. Having a long-term perspective is essential for building wealth. It allows you to focus on the big picture and make decisions that will benefit you in the long run. When you have a long-term perspective, you can plan for the future and make investments that will pay off in the years to come. You can also take advantage of opportunities that may not be immediately profitable, but will pay off in the long run. Having a long-term perspective also helps you stay focused on your goals and avoid making rash decisions. It allows you to think through the consequences of your actions and make decisions that will benefit you in the long run. It also helps you stay disciplined and avoid making impulsive decisions that could have negative consequences. Finally, having a long-term perspective helps you stay motivated and focused on your goals. When you have a long-term perspective, you can see the progress you are making and stay motivated to keep going. You can also stay focused on the big picture and not get distracted by short-term setbacks. Having a long-term perspective is essential for building wealth and achieving financial success. It allows you to make decisions that will benefit you in the long run and stay focused on your goals. It also helps you stay motivated and disciplined, and avoid making impulsive decisions that could have negative consequences. Main idea number 7. Develop a network. Developing a network of contacts can be beneficial, as it will help you to gain access to resources and opportunities that may not be available to you otherwise. Developing a network of contacts can be a great way to open up new opportunities and resources. By connecting with people in your industry, you can gain access to valuable information, resources, and contacts that can help you to further your career. Additionally, having a network of contacts can help you to stay informed about industry trends and developments, as well as provide you with a support system of people who can offer advice and guidance. Building a network of contacts can be done in a variety of ways. You can attend industry events, join professional organizations, or even reach out to people you know who are in the same field. Additionally, you can use social media platforms such as LinkedIn to connect with people in your industry. Once you have established a network of contacts, it is important to maintain and nurture these relationships. This can be done by staying in touch with your contacts, offering help and advice when needed, and attending industry events together. Having a strong network of contacts can be a great asset to your career. It can open up new opportunities and resources, as well as provide you with a support system of people who can offer advice and guidance. By taking the time to build and maintain your network of contacts, you can ensure that you are well-connected and well-informed in your industry. Main idea number 8. Develop a strong work ethic. Developing a strong work ethic is essential for success, as it will help you to stay motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Developing a strong work ethic is essential for success. It is the foundation of any successful endeavor, and it is the key to achieving your goals. A strong work ethic will help you stay motivated and focused on the task at hand. It will also help you to stay organized and disciplined, and to stay on top of your work. It will also help you to stay positive and to stay on track with your goals. A strong work ethic will also help you to stay productive and efficient. It will help you to stay focused on the task at hand and to stay on top of your work. It will also help you to stay organized and disciplined, and to stay on top of your work. It will also help you to stay positive and to stay on track with your goals. Finally, a strong work ethic will help you to stay motivated and to stay on track with your goals. It will also help you to stay organized and disciplined, and to stay on top of your work. It will also help you to stay positive and to stay on track with your goals. It will also help you to stay focused and to stay on top of your work. Developing a strong work ethic is essential for success. It is the foundation of any successful endeavor, and it is the key to achieving your goals. With a strong work ethic, you will be able to stay motivated and focused on the task at hand, and you will be able to stay organized and disciplined. You will also be able to stay positive and to stay on track with your goals. Main idea number 9. Develop a positive attitude. Developing a positive attitude is important, as it will help you to stay motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Developing a positive attitude is essential for success in life. It helps us to stay motivated and focused on our goals, and to remain optimistic even in the face of adversity. A positive attitude can help us to see the good in any situation, and to find solutions to any problem. It can also help us to stay resilient and to keep going even when things seem difficult. To develop a positive attitude, it is important to focus on the good things in life, and to be grateful for what we have. We should also practice self-care, and take time to relax and enjoy life. It is also important to surround ourselves with positive people, and to avoid negative influences. Finally, it is important to stay positive even when things don't go our way, and to remember that every challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. By developing a positive attitude, we can become more successful in life, and more fulfilled in our relationships. We can also become more resilient and better able to handle difficult situations. A positive attitude can help us to stay focused on our goals, and to make the most of every opportunity. Main idea number 10. Develop a passion for learning. developing a passion for learning is essential for success, as it will help you to stay up to date on the latest trends and technologies. Developing a passion for learning is essential for success. It will help you to stay up to date on the latest trends and technologies, and to stay ahead of the competition. Learning new skills and knowledge can open up new opportunities and help you to reach your goals. It can also help you to become more creative and innovative, and to think outside the box. To develop a passion for learning, start by setting aside time each day to learn something new. This could be reading a book, taking an online course, or attending a seminar. Make sure to choose topics that interest you and that are relevant to your goals. You can also join a study group or find a mentor who can help you to stay motivated and on track. Finally, don't be afraid to take risks and try new things. Learning is a process, and it's important to be open to new ideas and experiences. With a passion for learning, you can stay ahead of the curve and reach your goals. Main idea number 11. Develop a budget. Developing a budget is essential for managing your finances, as it will help you to track your spending and ensure that you are living within your means. Developing a budget is essential for managing your finances. It will help you to track your spending and ensure that you are living within your means. A budget should include all of your income sources, such as wages, investments, and other sources of income. It should also include all of your expenses, such as rent, utilities, groceries, and other necessary expenses. You should also include any savings goals you have, such as retirement or college savings. When creating a budget, it is important to be realistic. You should not overestimate your income or underestimate your expenses. You should also be sure to include any unexpected expenses, such as medical bills or car repairs. Once you have created your budget, you should review it regularly to make sure that you are staying on track. Creating a budget can be a daunting task, but it is essential for managing your finances. It will help you to track your spending and ensure that you are living within your means. With a little bit of effort, you can create a budget that will help you to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 12. Develop a savings plan. Developing a savings plan is important, as it will help you to save for the future and ensure that you have enough money to cover unexpected expenses. Developing a savings plan is an important step in achieving financial security. It is important to set aside a portion of your income each month to save for the future. This money should be put into a savings account or other investment vehicle that will earn interest over time. You should also consider setting up an emergency fund to cover unexpected expenses. When creating a savings plan, it is important to consider your current financial situation and your long-term goals. You should also consider your risk tolerance and the amount of money you are comfortable investing. Once you have determined your goals and risk tolerance, you can create a plan that will help you reach your financial goals. Your savings plan should include a budget that outlines how much money you will save each month. You should also consider setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account to ensure that you are consistently saving. Additionally, you should review your savings plan periodically to ensure that it is still meeting your needs. By creating a savings plan, you can ensure that you are taking steps to secure your financial future. With a well-thought-out plan, you can save for the future and have peace of mind knowing that you are prepared for any unexpected expenses. Main idea number 13. Develop a retirement plan. Developing a retirement plan is essential for ensuring that you have enough money to live comfortably in your later years. A retirement plan should be tailored to your individual needs and goals. It should include a detailed budget of your expected expenses in retirement, as well as a plan for how you will save and invest your money to reach those goals. You should also consider the types of investments that will provide the best returns for your retirement savings. Additionally, you should consider the tax implications of your retirement plan, as well as any insurance or other benefits that may be available to you. When creating a retirement plan, it is important to consider your current financial situation and future goals. You should also consider the amount of risk you are willing to take with your investments. Additionally, you should consider the impact of inflation on your retirement savings and plan accordingly. Finally, You should review your retirement plan regularly to ensure that it is still meeting your needs. Creating a retirement plan is an important step in ensuring that you have enough money to live comfortably in your later years. With careful planning and regular review, you can ensure that your retirement plan is tailored to your individual needs and goals. Main idea number 14. Develop a giving plan. Developing a giving plan is important, as it will help you to give back to your community and make a positive impact on the world. Developing a giving plan is an important step in making a positive impact on the world. It is a way to give back to your community and make a difference in the lives of those around you. A giving plan should be tailored to your individual goals and values, and should be based on your financial situation. It should also be flexible enough to accommodate changes in your life and financial situation. When creating a giving plan, it is important to consider the causes that are important to you. Think about the organizations and causes that you would like to support, and research them to make sure they are reputable and have a good track record. You should also consider the amount of money you are able to give, and how often you would like to give. You may want to set up a recurring donation, or make a one-time donation. You should also consider the tax implications of your giving plan, as some donations may be tax deductible. Once you have established your giving plan, it is important to stick to it. This will help you to stay on track and ensure that your donations are making a difference. You should also review your giving plan periodically to make sure it is still in line with your goals and values. By developing a giving plan, you can make a positive impact on the world and give back to your community. Main idea number 15. Develop a plan for estate planning. Developing a plan for estate planning is essential for ensuring that your assets are distributed according to your wishes after you pass away. Estate planning is an important part of financial planning. It involves making decisions about how your assets will be distributed after you pass away. It is important to create a plan that is tailored to your individual needs and goals. The first step in estate planning is to determine what assets you have and how you want them to be distributed. This includes deciding who will receive your assets, such as family members, charities, or other organizations. You should also consider how you want your assets to be managed after you pass away. The next step is to create a will. A will is a legal document that outlines how you want your assets to be distributed after you pass away. It is important to make sure that your will is up to date and reflects your current wishes. You should also consider creating a trust. A trust is a legal entity that can be used to manage your assets after you pass away. It can be used to provide for your family or to support a charity or other organization. Finally, you should consider creating a power of attorney. A power of attorney is a legal document that allows someone to manage your assets if you become incapacitated. This can be a family member or a trusted friend. Creating a plan for estate planning is an important part of financial planning. It is important to make sure that your wishes are clearly outlined and that your assets are distributed according to your wishes after you pass away. Main idea number 16. Develop a plan for taxes. Developing a plan for taxes is important, as it will help you to minimize your tax liability and maximize your wealth. The first step in developing a plan for taxes is to understand the different types of taxes that you may be liable for. This includes income taxes, capital gains taxes, estate taxes, and other taxes. Once you understand the different types of taxes, you can begin to develop a plan to minimize your tax liability. The next step is to understand the different deductions and credits that are available to you. This includes deductions for charitable contributions, mortgage interest, and other expenses. Knowing which deductions and credits you are eligible for can help you to reduce your tax liability. The third step is to understand the different tax strategies that are available to you. This includes strategies such as tax loss harvesting, deferring income, and taking advantage of tax-advantaged investments. Knowing which strategies are available to you can help you to maximize your wealth. Finally, it is important to understand the different tax laws and regulations that apply to you. This includes understanding the different tax rates, filing deadlines, and other important information. Knowing the different tax laws and regulations can help you to ensure that you are in compliance with the law. By understanding the different types of taxes, deductions, credits, strategies, and laws, you can develop a plan for taxes that will help you to minimize your tax liability and maximize your wealth. Main idea number 17. Develop a plan for insurance. Developing a plan for insurance is essential for protecting your assets and ensuring that you are covered in the event of an unexpected loss. Developing a plan for insurance is essential for protecting your assets and ensuring that you are covered in the event of an unexpected loss. The first step in creating a plan for insurance is to assess your current financial situation and determine what type of coverage you need. This includes evaluating your current assets, liabilities, and income, as well as any potential risks that you may face. Once you have a clear understanding of your financial situation, you can begin to research different types of insurance policies and determine which ones are best suited to your needs. When researching insurance policies, it is important to consider the cost of the policy, the coverage provided, and the company's reputation. You should also consider the deductibles and co-payments associated with the policy, as well as any additional benefits that may be included. Once you have identified the best policy for your needs, you should review the policy in detail and make sure that you understand all of the terms and conditions. Once you have chosen the right policy for your needs, you should contact the insurance company and discuss the details of the policy. This includes discussing the premiums, deductibles, and co-payments, as well as any additional benefits that may be included. It is also important to ask questions about the company's customer service and claims process. After you have discussed the details of the policy, you should review the policy in detail and make sure that you understand all of the terms and conditions. Finally, you should review your insurance plan regularly to ensure that it is still meeting your needs. This includes evaluating your current financial situation and making sure that the policy is still providing the coverage that you need. Additionally, you should review the policy periodically to make sure that the premiums and deductibles are still appropriate for your current financial situation. By regularly reviewing your insurance plan, you can ensure that you are always protected in the event of an unexpected loss. Main idea number 18. Develop a plan for debt management. Developing a plan for debt management is important, as it will help you to pay off your debts and improve your financial situation. The first step in developing a plan for debt management is to assess your current financial situation. Take a look at your income, expenses, and debts. Make a list of all of your debts, including the amount owed, the interest rate, and the minimum payment due. This will help you to determine how much you can realistically afford to pay each month. Once you have a clear picture of your financial situation, you can begin to develop a plan for debt management. Start by prioritizing your debts. Pay off the debts with the highest interest rates first, as this will save you the most money in the long run. You may also want to consider consolidating your debts into one loan with a lower interest rate. This can help you to reduce your monthly payments and make it easier to manage your debt. Once you have a plan in place, it is important to stick to it. Make sure to make your payments on time and in full each month. If you are having difficulty making payments, contact your creditors to discuss your options. They may be able to offer you a lower interest rate or a payment plan that works better for your budget. Finally, it is important to stay on top of your finances. Monitor your spending and make sure that you are not taking on more debt than you can handle. If you find yourself in a difficult financial situation, seek help from a financial advisor or credit counseling service. They can help you to develop a plan for debt management that works for your individual situation. Main idea number 19. Develop a plan for asset protection. Developing a plan for asset protection is essential for ensuring that your assets are protected from creditors and other potential risks. The first step in developing a plan for asset protection is to identify the assets that need to be protected. This includes any real estate, investments, bank accounts, and other assets that you own. Once you have identified the assets that need to be protected, you should create a plan for how to protect them. This plan should include strategies such as setting up trusts, creating limited liability companies, and using other legal strategies to protect your assets. The next step is to create a budget for asset protection. This budget should include the costs associated with setting up trusts, creating limited liability companies, and other legal strategies. It should also include the costs associated with maintaining these strategies, such as legal fees and other costs. Once you have created a budget for asset protection, you should review it regularly to ensure that it is up to date and that you are taking the necessary steps to protect your assets. You should also review your asset protection plan periodically to make sure that it is still effective and that it is meeting your needs. Finally, you should consult with a qualified attorney or financial advisor to ensure that your asset protection plan is legally sound and that it is meeting your needs. A qualified attorney or financial advisor can provide valuable advice and guidance on how to best protect your assets. Main idea number 20. Develop a plan for philanthropy. Developing a plan for philanthropy is important, as it will help you to give back to your community and make a positive impact on the world. The first step in developing a plan for philanthropy is to decide what causes you are passionate about. Consider what issues you care about and what organizations you would like to support. Once you have identified the causes you are passionate about, research the organizations that are working to address those issues. Look into their mission statements, their track record, and their financials. This will help you to determine which organizations are the best fit for your philanthropic goals. The next step is to decide how you would like to give back. Consider whether you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would like to make a recurring donation. You may also want to consider setting up a charitable trust or foundation, or volunteering your time and skills to a cause. Once you have decided how you would like to give back, you can begin to research the organizations that you are interested in supporting. Finally, you should create a budget for your philanthropic efforts. Consider how much you can afford to give, and how often you would like to give. You should also consider any tax implications of your donations. Once you have created a budget, you can begin to make donations and track your progress. Developing a plan for philanthropy is an important step in giving back to your community and making a positive impact on the world. By researching the organizations you are interested in supporting, deciding how you would like to give back, and creating a budget for your philanthropic efforts, you can ensure that your donations are making a difference.